Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to Old and Bold. You know the name, you know the face. My name's HB. I've got a brace. That means two goals. I like pool skulls. I got more money on me. I got more goals. Violate me, then you get a hit.
We're back.
Harry Pinero here. And of course, I'm joined by my co-host.
Salaamu Alaikum. You get me? It's that bold one. You know what I mean? With the big head, big shoulders, big chest, big
All right,
you
get then. Me?
So yeah, man, we're here. We're live. We're active.
Active like the wear you wear.
Yeah.
Today's guest, you know what? When I say that this is my goal.
This is, bro.
No. I'm not even capping.
I showered and washed everything.
Yes. No. I got a trim.
Yes.
I prayed.
Yes.
I walked here. Yes. Then I got in my car, drove back and walked here.
Yeah, literally.
This is like, genuinely, when we're talking about a pioneer, it's him.
Yes.
There's not a bad word I can ever say about this guy.
Yes.
Genuinely. And if I say a bad word, I'm nitpicking.
Yes.
Beloved, grip sticking. Big blicking. The brick tipping. The rick ripping. He's been on the podcast before.
Yes, yes.
He was on there with PK, but we said, you know, we need a special episode for a special person.
Mm.
The one and only.
He's a spectacle.
Oh, that means he sees things clearly.
Yes, he does.
It's Spex Gonzalez, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, man. Beloved. I love you all, man. No rules.
Hey, my brother, man, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute, you know. By the way, you know when I came on with PK that time?
Yeah.
It was actually meant to be just me.
Yeah, I know.
PK just kind of like, because he moved in with me, he just started hanging around with me.
Yeah.
Thank God he's going through right now.
You know he's going through mental health right now.
I mean, that's what he claims, but yeah, I don't know what PK is on, but right now he's back, he's in Ghana, he's living his life.
Yes.
And he's back on Wednesday, unfortunately, man, so.
You excited to see him?
No. You know, like I said to you, he pulls up with dogs sometimes.
You know, oh, he's going through it.
My man just comes up with an animal. Yeah. He says, "What are you saying? You don't watch football?" I'm like, "Bro, I'll get ready.
Yeah.
And go out like I've got old and bold."
Yeah.
Then get in a car. He goes upstairs. Get out of the car. Come back in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta have the lights off to make sure that he don't see me.
No, that's okay. Bro, you know what that reminds me of? You know your mum and dad are avoiding the bailiffs.
That's what it reminds me of. Ducking.
But before we start the episode. I see you've got a no rules jersey. Well, talk to us about so this is flying, you know.
Yeah, man. This is, I think I'm going to call this one the Halley edition.
Okay.
So this one's out March because it's bare cold out here.
Yeah.
And I came up with the colors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think?
Amazing.
I like the pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, look. With the matching. Oh, okay. Oh. What was your size?
What, trainers? Yeah,
no, top.
Your... I'm at XL.
Wow, gym, yeah?
No, do you know what it is? It's just because I'm tall and I got a wonder.
How's that on your window, though? That's not
But you know what it is, though. I need.
You need it to.
It can't be like this. It needs. You know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
So I got you, lot, man. I got you, lot. But yeah.
And where can people get that?
SpexGonzalez.com in March.
Ooh, got your own website.
Yeah. Try, man. I'm an OG now. I got to do things properly, man.
Okay.
SpexGonzalez.com.
Yeah.
I like that. You know. That's name.com.
That's a good one, though.
You got to pay monthly for this.
Yeah. What? What are you using? GoDaddy.
Is it GoDaddy? I think so.
Yeah, GoDaddy.
I don't think you should pay for Spec Gonzalez 100%, when your name is Spec Gonzalez. 100%.
That's why
who else is going to use it?
So my boy's paying for it monthly.
Yeah.
But when he asks me
for the money,
archive, delete, empty trash, everything.
It always goes there.
But yeah, man, all is well, man. Can't complain. In fact, you know what? I bought you guys a gift.
Oh my. Why do I get gas at gifts?
I don't know. I love gifts. I've never actually got a gift on this pod, you know.
Yeah, no one's ever done that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's ever got a gift.
We are together with money.
Yeah, literally.
So the first gift goes to you, Harry.
Okay.
Now.
I like a small nice though.
All right, let me just say this.
Why are you dying? Why do you find that so funny?
What the is that? Basically, my son, he's 5.
Yeah.
He bought this for me. Yeah, as a present. I'm fuming, darkest. Since when did I tell my son that I like Ronaldo? Second of all, why does Ronaldo have a half the shave?
And second of all, why would you want to smell like Ronaldo?
Exactly, why would I want to smell like Ronaldo?
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I'm a big believer in, because 5 years he's been in this world, every year he's bought me rubbish.
Yes.
He's never bought nothing great.
Yeah.
So pass it on. When someone buys you a gift and it's not good, you give it to someone else.
Yeah,
so Harry,
exactly.
Yeah.
This is from you, for me,
thank
and
you
for my son.
Do you know
this is from you, for
thank
me,
you.
For
do you know what's so
you,
funny?
From me is great.
Do you know what's so funny? It's been opened.
Yeah, of course. I had to check it. I couldn't believe it. I thought it'd be money there.
You know, I'm going to do a live spray test.
Yeah.
Let's just see what Cristiano Ronaldo's working with. All right.
There we go.
CR7, you
know. No. All right, there we go. Okay, there we go.
Why is it to the side like that?
I love this, man.
Hey, you know what's the funniest part? Where's the lid?
Where's the lid?
Bro?
Come on, man. It smells like what you expected to smell like.
Oh, yeah, that's 60th minute.
Wait.
Hold on, let me actually, that's actually not bad. Hold on.
Ronaldo should be doing better.
Yeah, let it marinate. Yeah. Because you got to just sometimes.
This is Ronaldo, you know. It should be popping.
That's not bad, you know.
No, it's not bad.
That's not bad.
Well, thank you to you and your son for this amazing gift.
What's that? What's this?
Body shower gel.
Yeah, see? You can run that.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
I can't wait for this one.
Yeah.
We just want to say a quick thank you to Thrive for sponsoring this episode.
We've both been enjoying using Thrive. As you can see, we're both being consistent on YouTube. So using Thrive has made our lives so much easier.
Thrive meals are delivered straight to my door, ready to heat and eat in minutes, giving me more time to focus on work this year.
Not having to spend time on cooking has become a lifesaver and is a weekly changing menu with over 100 meals to choose from each month.
If you're busy like us and want an hour a day back to start off 2026 right, then visit thrive.co.uk. And that's thrive.co.uk/old to get 40% off your first box.
Now, if you use the code OLD, you get 40% off your first week and 20% off weeks 2 and 3. I said 2 and 3.
Okay.
I said 2 and 3, that's 20%. 3 and week, that's 20%. 2 and 3, that's 20%.
All right, stop. Thrive use 100% natural ingredients, so all the food is prepared fresh, and they're very high in protein as well, which is very important for me because I'll be taking gym very seriously this year.
You have.
I mean, I have.
You have.
I mean.
You have. So once again, if you want to save some time and not think about grocery shopping, cooking, and cleaning, head to thrive.co.uk. That is FRIVE.co.uk/old to get 40% off your first box.
So yeah, guys, make sure to use the code OLD to get 40% off your first week and 20% off weeks 2 and 3. Thanks again, Thrive. We love you so much. You got me like a razor or something, didn't
I? So.
Yes, what is that?
Let's not lie. My boys, Jordy and T, they got me this.
Yeah.
All right, just before I went to go and see my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I looked at it and I was like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't think you need it. Yeah. I have to pass it on.
Yeah.
And this is my first podcast of the year.
Okay. Mm. Let me just read
for me?
No,
shut the fuck up.
Wait, go on.
Yeah, go on.
This is Aliva Hair. Building fibers for hair instantly. For fuller, thicker, natural looking hair.
Now, Darkus, that part is not from me. Because they gave it to me because of my patch.
Mm.
But it was the only thing I had left. But you don't have to use it. But you have to take it off me. You don't have to use
it. Wait, let me see that. So I'm guessing this is the spray for the fibers.
I mean, I don't want it.
Why don't we do something? Because realistically.
Yeah. It doesn't tell me you want me to use it.
No, it's not going to work on your hair.
I don't have hair for it.
I use fibers.
Okay.
So why don't we swap gifts?
I like that.
That's better.
I like that.
Do you get what I'm
saying? Are you happy with that?
I don't care where the gifts go.
Yeah.
I just need them away from me.
Good exchange.
Yes.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and start using these when I get home.
Yes.
And it's the same brand, right?
I don't know. Those presents are shocking.
Okay, perfect. That's
the thing is, because you know what it is? I don't have any hair to enhance.
Mm.
And I mean, I love Christy.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, he's to some extent.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, he's a good
boy. That's fine. As long as, boys, deal is you can't give this back to me.
No, never.
No, never.
It's done.
Never,
it's done.
So it's out of my hands.
Yeah, see, I wish I had something, a gift to give you.
Nah, it's cool.
And one more.
Do you know what? Okay.
Some no rules frames, boys.
Oh, yeah. Can I be honest with you? I've always wanted one of these.
No way.
I've always wanted one of these. When I see people wearing them, I'm like, why can't I wear them?
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyone could wear them. Got a little no rules on the side. And they're for my brothers.
And these are clear, right? As in, like, I don't know.
They're clear. They're clear.
Okay.
Why do you like a supply teacher?
Well done.
Wow. Wow.
How are we looking?
No, I've got to take a picture.
No, you got to get the side in.
There we go.
No, because it says no rules there.
Let me do the gel one.
Yeah. There we go. That's good. Do you want a picture as well?
Dark, the face is class. That is the Joe face, isn't it? I'm not coming out.
That's the type of life. That's death row.
That's you know what? It wouldn't be right for you to appear on the podcast.
Of course.
We've got a gift for you as well.
Yes.
Can you get that controller?
Yeah, sure.
What?
So we believe that you control the scene. And I think that when it comes to whenever you work with somebody, you make them feel better about themselves.
Oh, thank you.
And this pad has only been touched by me.
Yes.
And Max Kadar.
I mean, I just gave it to you.
And you.
Yeah. No way. Max Kadar touched this.
Max Kadar.
With the same hands where he touched his foot.
Yeah, same one.
And put it into the
Same thing.
Thank you, guys. This is class.
Yeah, that's from us to you, bro. So you do what you want to do with that. Mm-hmm. Have you got an Xbox?
I do, you know.
There you go.
I do have Xbox.
And that's a new pad. Yeah,
I'm gonna take it, bro. Thank you, guys.
Anytime, bro.
Thank you, man. Can I just hold it while we're here?
Yeah, sure. Do your thing, bro. It's up to you. It's now yours. Yep, that's his tone. That's it. There.
Is it?
All right. So, Specs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've all been at Baller League.
Mm-hmm.
We was there last night for the final. Wembley Rangers obviously won against SDS.
Mm-hmm.
You came out as a manager for Ruckus.
That's right.
And we came out as managers for the Creators against the Legends. Did you win?
I did, yeah. I won, I think, our first game. Ruckus were bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was their first win. So.
And we won as well.
We won as well.
So you got one win.
Yeah.
One game managed.
Yeah.
So it's a
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
I'm better than Arsene Wenger.
I was just about to say it.
Oh, sorry. Like, genuinely.
Do you know, now I feel like man can do the managing
How
thing.
Do you lose as a manager?
How?
I don't know what it feels like.
I mean, I play football manager, innit?
Yeah.
So I know that if you are assertive, calm or aggressive at times, you will get the result you want.
Yeah.
And that's we're experienced.
Yeah.
I mean, if Baller League are watching right now.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's only right next year they get myself, you guys, or you guys, and I'll be your coach.
So this is my thing, right?
Generally, yeah. Go on, talk to them.
Off the basis of yesterday and how that made me feel.
I loved it.
Bro, I've never felt so egotistical in my life. Yes. I felt like
fighting
everyone,
the other manager.
I felt like, bro, me and Micah Richards were going back, like going against him. I was doing this, and I don't know what I was doing. What was that? I didn't have a watch on.
Yeah, yeah.
But I kept doing this. Mm. Yeah, that was my thing.
Yeah.
I believe.
But I was throwing up gang signs from her. I was like, yeah. No, I'm not even from there.
And you know what it is? When players are playing shit, yeah, I loved it because I was like, you're coming off.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, it felt amazing.
Yeah, of course. You have to be ruthless, man.
Yeah. So I feel like Baller League, if you're watching, this is it. Just think
Old and Bold FC.
And
I will take
it. We didn't change the name because me and you are both old.
Yeah, of course. 100%.
So we can just keep it Old and Bold.
Yeah.
For life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So who would be, who would do the training? You?
I would do the sessions. Remember, I've still got my badges from back in the day.
Yeah.
Really?
So I can put cones on the floor and make sure, you know, we're doing rondos.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like 8v2s. And make sure that the 8 with the ball, make those two in the middle run and not get the ball. If they win the ball, 1,000 press-ups.
Yeah. Wow. I think I'll be great at team talks.
Yeah?
Team talks.
All right, let's give a little example, all right?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
What's the song?
All right, boys. Look, we've got a big game in the next 15, 20 minutes. Training with Specs has obviously gone really, really well. Specs, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, guys, remember, check your mirrors. Mm. Every time, look left and right. If you don't do that, you come off.
Okay. All right, going into the game, you know the routine. Darkest has got something to say to the boys. Go on.
Listen, brothers, first of all, I'm in no position to tell you how to play the game of football. Mm. Everyone here can play the game. Facts. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Your opponents know how to play football. Mm-hmm. All right? And regardless of what happens today, whether we win or lose, you're going to get paid. All right? Cool? That's not in question. But you know what feels so much better? Getting paid and winning.
Oof. Boy.
Yes.
Oy.
So,
wow.
So generally, guys, listen, everyone here has got the talent, all right? But have you got the mind to not overthink? Have you got the heart to not feel too emotional?
I need music for that.
I need you to use both of these. Don't overthink and don't get too emotional.
Oh.
If you get too emotional, you leave yourself open to mistakes. If you overthink, you're gonna burn out. Guys, listen, I don't want to lecture you guys on things you guys already know. Just get me the fucking 3 points.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Get me the win.
All right, so Old and Bold after 3. 1, 2, 3.
Old and Bold.
Felix, if you're watching.
Brother.
Felix, if you're watching.
Get me a team. I swear to God.
No, man, we'll lock in.
Oh, please. I'm going to start asking people.
By the way, boys, if you do get a team, because I don't think I will, but if you do get a team, I am, like, obviously you two are managers, and I'm your assistant manager, and I'm just behind you. Yes. I have to come every week, but I just want to be there.
Yeah.
Because obviously, when you lot are talking, I want to make eye contact.
Yes.
And make sure that it's serious.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because 100%. I think Old and Bold, next Baller League.
Old and Bold FC.
It makes sense.
Old and BFC, every time we win as well.
Yeah.
To the crowd.
Yeah. So, you do B, I do O. So we'll do this.
Yeah. Oh, this one. This one.
What's this one?
Old and Bold. Old and Bold. B and O. You get it? Or this one. Yeah.
That one. O and B. Yeah. Do you know what? I love watching Specs' stories because I feel like whenever I watch Specs on Instagram or Snapchat, I get like an unfiltered version of yourself, right? Mm. But something came up on my timeline on TikTok. It was a kid who was walking and talking about the Snapchat that he saw when your kids were surprised when you went to Dubai to see them. And then he went into a little story about like how it was when you was a teacher and how all the kids would come up to you and give you hugs, and he felt like he was one of your children as well. And it was very heartwarming because I was like, I feel like everyone feels like that when they see Specs.
Yeah.
Like, you're the type of person that, like, if I'm in an event or whatever, if I see you and I'm like, I have to go to you and show you love.
Mm-hmm.
But to get that from your children, it must feel even more better. But then when you've got one of your students who's now grown and is a teenager, like sharing that experience, yeah, how did that make you feel?
Do you know what? I was, it made me emotional. I'm not even an emotional guy, but I was a bit emotional because I remember him. And I remember like when he was young, he was one of those kids that were a bit challenging. And I figured out at the time that I was like, wow, there's all these naughty kids who, for whatever reason, are naughty. I feel they're naughty because they don't get enough love. So like, remember in school, like, I remember when I was in like year five, year six, if I had a bad day in, you know, English or whatever it is, the teachers will go in the staff room and then your day becomes worse because everyone's on to you now. Everyone spoke, like, this guy's been naughty today. So my thing was like, nah, you know what? Let me show them love. Because if the more love you show, the more love you get back in it. So my thing was like, all right, cool. These kids, they're from the same area as me, same upbringing. I'm going to give you what I didn't get. Wow. Do you know what I mean?
Deeper.
And obviously later on, for him to even do that, because I remember his face, I forgot his name, but I remember his face, I'm looking, thinking, wow, like, you're about 19, 20 years old now, and you remember? That's touching, isn't it? I said, you know what, I messaged him, I said, bro, send it. I posted it straight away, I had to. But yeah, I don't, honestly, boys, I don't get my way to make people happy. I just try and think outside the box all the time, innit? You know what I mean? And yeah, but love goes far, man. Like, you know me, I have no goals. I have no...
Wait, I'm sorry, where did we just go?
I have no goals. I just wake up every day, just go with the flow, do good, and good comes back.
Can I be very honest with you, bro? I love what he just said.
Yeah.
You know, I clocked. Do you know, have you ever watched Dark Knight? You know, one of my favorite villains in history was Joker.
Yeah.
You may not think I'm making a point, but I'm making a point. So there was one scene he said, he was like, bro, I don't plan, I just do things.
Yeah.
That stuck with me for my whole life.
That's me.
Why do we plan?
Yeah.
Just do things. Just do it.
Yeah.
You don't agree with me.
I do. Do you know what it is? I think I'm just thinking, wow, I actually just do things anyway. And I think the planning aspect of it takes the fun out of it.
Yeah
the planning makes you, it's like,
because I always take it back to like when I started doing content, I didn't plan it.
Yeah, bro.
I just went into a room and just started doing what the fuck I wanted to. And that was what allowed me to feel happy and enjoy it. So like, if you take that same aspect in life, I think you'll be so much happier and have more success as well.
100%.
All right, so guys, obviously you lot know I love traitors, right? So we're going to play Imposter. Yeah, do you know how Imposter works?
I think so. I wake at you and you die.
I think we should play that number game, you know?
The number game?
Yeah, that number game is my favorite.
Which one's that?
Number game? All right, cool. So we're going to do the number game, So number game is
like Laura likes that. Laura, you like that one, right?
Yeah. She's
such a creepy, you know? I was like, you like that game?
All right, so this is how it works, Fex, We count from 1 to 10, right? But then, so for example, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If it lands on you at 10, you have to select a number and change that number from the number itself to a sound or a name. So for example, if I say number 2 is
here.
Yeah. So I go 1.
Here.
3, 4, 5. And then we keep going until 1 to 10 is sounds and or names. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. So we're just going to.
You'll get out of the game in a moment.
Okay, cool. So, are we just going to go 1 to 10 count and then start?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, start with Specs.
Just say 1.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 1.
2.
3. No. Just count to 10. Count to 10 first. Count to 10 first.
Oh. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, not you. No, I'm saying, so, like,
so,
carry on.
Oh, so, oh, oh, so, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. Go on.
Go on.
1.
2.
3.
4.
5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
10.
All right, cool.
So, now you pick a number.
Pick a number. Yeah. And that number has to be a noise or a name.
Yeah. Shebango.
What number?
It's 1.
Okay.
Shebango.
2.
Oh, you're 2. Yeah. 3.
4.
5.
6. No, say 7.
Oh, 7.
8. 9.
10.
Okay, now it's you again.
Shebango.
Shebango again. For what number?
Shebango's 1, remember? I still got to say
Shebango. No, but you have to, every time it lands on 10, you have to pick a new number. And that number's a new name or a noise.
Yeah?
Yeah, so say 3
is... All right, cool. Are you ready? 1?
No, your number 1 is Shebango.
Oh, Shebango.
No, but then you have to come up with... Because it landed on you again... Pick a number, and that number has to be a noise.
Okay.
So Shebango's already won. That's clear. That's done.
Yeah. Shebango's pick a number from 2 to 10. Right, you got to pick a number. You got to pick something, and then
right, 2
is what? Okay, cool.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so start from 1.
Shebango.
3.
4.
5.
6.
7.
8.
9.
10.
Okay. Now, just to make fun, so let pick something.
Okay.
4. Is what?
Is... Kule!
Yeah,
go. Start.
Okay, Shibango.
Three.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight. Nine.
Ten. All right, cool. Okay, seven is wow.
Yeah, good one.
Okay, Shibango.
Three.
Five.
Six.
Wow.
Eight.
Nine. Ten. Fuck. Okay, all right, cool. All right, pick one.
All right, cool. Eight is we
Oh, right, cool. Right, cool.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
Shibango.
Three.
Kula.
Five. Six.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nine.
Ten.
Oh, shit.
Right, I'm gonna pick one.
Oh, my God.
Three.
Yeah.
Is don't do that. All right, cool. Start with me, yeah?
Yeah,
respect, then. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Shibango.
What was it again? What was that again? Two? Huh? Oh, yeah, go. Start again.
Shibango.
Don't do that.
Four.
My four was cool. Yeah.
Was it me?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did I say again?
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Five.
Six.
Wow.
Yeah. You came up with this one.
Yeah.
Nine.
I don't think nine's nine.
Nine is.
Wasn't it nine?
No, nine.
Eight, nine.
There's no nine.
There's no nine, no. Yeah. Ten.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, Dux, you pick one now.
All right, cool. Nine.
Yeah.
Is. Fuck off!
Yeah, fucking hell! Fucking hell. All right, go on.
Cool. Was it? No. Shibango.
What's three again?
Three was nine, I think.
Three.
No, remember?
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Five. Yeah, you're good.
Wow.
No, you're good. That's seven.
Oh, six.
Wow.
Eight.
No.
What's eight again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck off.
We look sick. We're a mess. I tell you, we look sick.
So obviously, Specs, you know, it's been a minute since I've actually seen you on socials, but I know that you do No Rules live show.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what's that like, because I've never actually seen a live show done in the UK really like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's that working?
Yeah, that's good. I tried to do something different. Obviously, man got the stream set up in my house.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And I was like, I can't stream, it's too long. And I thought, how can I do something live that is not too long? And it's like, I'm trying to work at my pace. And yeah, we came up with No Rules Live, tried to make it different to the No Rules actual show. And it's just 2 hours every Friday with the boys, chatting, messing around or whatever. So that's, yeah, it's gone well, it's good. But I've done it on a weekly basis. So I want to try now do it every other week and maybe spread the clips and stuff. But that's what they do in America, basically. A lot of the podcasts are live. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm experienced now. I'm not going to say something stupid or get myself canceled. So yeah, man, this is the new wave I'm going to try to create. And then, yeah, this year I'm going to be a bit different this year. Last year it was me, Jordy, Tigo and Dazza. Now I'm going to probably just do me and Dazza with Jordy and Tigo on that rotation.
Okay.
Because I don't want to pay everyone.
Yeah, fairs. No, I understood.
No, bro, understood. I appreciate
it. Understood.
Yeah. Lost. So what's like the, what type of people do you get calling in? Is it a call-in thing?
Yeah, we do call in. We do live stream. Yeah, we do all of that. Yeah, we've done like a live call-up, which was quite funny, but we get like, this is like mad young guys that just are onto Dazza. So they just come on, they just start cussing Dazza. We're just like, all right, cool, you know what? Let's do this every week. Yeah. So yeah, it's weird. And what, you know what I respect though? Because you know, one thing about calling live is you always expect people to say stupid things. But I've always said to them, guys, I'm not your age. I'm meant to be OG uncle.
Yeah.
Check your mirrors. Don't say something silly because I'll just lock off. Yeah. And they've come and respected the thing. You know what I mean? So obviously it takes one. But yeah, man, it's the calling's been good, bro. They come on, they'll chat to me, just start cussing Dazza.
I think you'd be like a good sort of like therapist almost.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just people just asking for advice from like the fuckery that they're going through.
Yeah.
Like my girl cheated on me and I caught her. I would love to see his reaction.
So we did that. We did like a therapy thing where we got people to send voice notes. But the problem was people were sending 10-minute voice notes.
Yeah, doing just deep.
So it's like, yeah, like guys, like just tell me try and get your story to me in a minute at least.
And my mum does that, you know?
Yeah.
My mum sends me, no, I swear to my mum sends me voice notes.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm seeing it and it's like 4:52. Call me.
Yeah, yeah. Might as well get on the phone. Yeah, get on the phone at that point.
Shout out to my mum, I love you, man.
Yeah.
But that's back every Friday. So yeah, I need to get you boys on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
Yeah, can I be honest?
Mm.
I haven't been on No Rules.
You came on No Rules.
The first one,
both of you came on No Rules like years ago.
Was that when it was WWE related one?
That was my first podcast. Yeah, that was my first time ever being on a podcast.
Yeah, we still do that.
My first time ever going on a podcast
still,
was him.
We still do Remember Wrestling. Like, yeah. So I need to get it on.
Yeah. Do you know what I like about your pod? Yeah. It's like, it's not catered to a specific audience.
No.
It's catered to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what's sick. You know, like you watch it and you're like, if you get what I'm talking about, this is for you.
Yeah.
Rather than going, okay, cool, I'm going to make something to fit everyone's narrative, because that's not what.
But I'll be real with you. Like, it's like No Rules. Obviously, is my life, innit? So I'm always gonna run with that slogan and stuff. But it's like the podcast we used to do, the pre-recorded one, class. Like, you know, edited, cool.
Mm.
The live is tough.
Yeah.
And then it's
what's
me,
tough about it?
The ideas. I'm not an idea guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Same, you know.
You know what I mean?
I can just turn it on. Mm.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
When you need me to.
But when you're doing it every week, you got to kind of like plan a bit, you know what I mean? And I'm like, wow, this is not easy. And I'm trying to build a team around me to have that, but.
Well, you don't want to pay them.
I don't want to pay people, bro.
Yeah,
It's not even that I don't want to pay people. I don't like people sending me invoices every day. Like, send me an invoice once a month. Don't send me an invoice every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It does my head in, you know what I'm trying to say? But again, I realized when I went and saw the kids and I was on the plane, I realized, you know what, let me get people around me to deal with all this stuff so I don't have to look. Because even email, you can't email me.
Mm.
If you email me now, Spets coming on the board, my head's gone. Call me, like, send me a voice, not me. I want to hear your voice, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
But anything with writing and stuff, bro, that does my, I can't do it, bro. Yeah, them days are over, man.
I want to incorporate doing a live calling on our show.
Oh, you lot smash it. Do it.
Yeah, but I'm scared that, obviously, it won't be something we can edit it out, but I'm scared someone's just going to say something stupid and just, you know, there's certain kids that will just call in
but
and
do you
say anything.
Do you not realize? You did it during like COVID when you were going live and stuff. Remember you was going live?
Yeah,
talking
yeah.
to people. Someone comes and says something stupid, bang, and move on.
Yeah.
And what I realized, even on TikTok, when I go on TikTok live, when someone comes and says something silly, no one in the crowd even actually laughs or engages. Everyone just like, idiot, moves on. That's what I like.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, you know what? We can do it. It's cool.
No, of course, of course.
No,
but I love watching, there's a podcast called Crash Dummies Podcast, right?
Mm.
And they have like live call-ins, yeah? And I remember like they'll call in and say, okay, cool. If you could swap with any person in the world, who would you swap with, yeah?
Mm.
One caller said, I'd be Savannah James. But he was a guy. LeBron James's wife. And he was just like, I just want to know, like, you know, what it's like to see her.
She's one of the toughest black women I've ever come across.
Yeah, no.
He wears size 16 feet, bro.
Yeah, so she's going for it. He's
speaking of size 16 feet, I saw Aisha Speed standing next to some tall Kenyan guy the other day, and he put his feet next to the guy's feet. You see it?
No, I didn't.
I think it's Africa's tallest man from Kenya. Bro, man, when I saw his feet, it looked like a kid, bro.
Like a kid.
How can your feet look like a person?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Aisha Speed.
No. I'm the guy who's standing with.
Okay, yes. I saw that, obviously, as I mentioned before, you went to go see the kids in Dubai.
Yeah.
Loved seeing their reaction to you walking in, man.
Yeah, that's
a beautiful thing. Yeah. How is it in Dubai for you? And do you see yourself like maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Going over there?
Bro, the other day, yeah, we was in Dubai. We was in the shopping center, we're eating. My daughter said, so she's going to the toilet. She's got up and went off. I'm eating pasta. And when I'm eating, I hate getting disrupted. My daughter's gone. I'm panicking. I'm getting up. I'm running after her. Everyone's looking at me like I'm mad. My daughter said, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So she's 9. She can't just walk up and go to the toilet. The toilet's like a floor down. Then that's Dubai.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I said, what?
It's the best thing ever.
Bro, what? Do you think my 9-year-old can, in Westwood or Selfridges or whatever it is, Brent Cross, whatever, you think they can just roll around? No, they have to hold my hand.
Yeah.
But Dubai is so safe, bro.
Yeah. I went to Qatar and I took my family there. My son was playing in this like creche / like amusement park thing, yeah? They give you a number. No, they take your number, sorry. And they call you if your kid needs you. So you can go and shop and do what you want.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Bro, I didn't need, I'm obviously sitting down outside still because I'm not going to just subscribe to something yet. But realistically, super safe. Yeah. Like the whole floor in the top of the Vendome Mall in Qatar is for kids.
Yeah.
Like they've got a Trocadero there, bro.
Do you remember, I think there was one time, remember we were in Abu Dhabi, yeah? I think one of our friends was driving us to an event. Mm. But we were in his like personal car, so he was driving us there. Then we got out the car and then we just walked off. He didn't lock the car or nothing. I was like, bro, what's it called? I need to get something from the car. I think I left this in your car. He's like, yeah, just go to it. The doors are open. I was like, you don't lock your car? He's like, no one locks their car.
Yeah.
Even the house.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, houses.
I was like, what do you mean no one locks their cars in?
No.
I was like, if that was
in London.
If I left my car unlocked for 5 minutes, it's unattended.
Gone. Yeah.
It's gone. Even if the car's broken down, they find a way to start it and take it.
Here's mental.
There's a little girl in Germany sleeping on my tire like that.
Yeah.
Literally.
Bro, it's hitting in Germany. That's fucking...
Bro, just now.
Why Germany?
Yeah. I was parking my car to come here and I'm doing the parking thing, whatever called, and I'm like... Because last time I did that... I said... Yeah, I'm body popping.
Yeah.
this is how I put my buck in the road.
Yeah.
Because the last time, the youths have come and they've grabbed the phone, but he's missed and grabbed my hand.
Yeah,
and I nearly pulled him off the bike, but he was already gone.
I swear to God.
I want you guys to watch it. I'm asking him now.
Yeah.
So you guys that take phones, I'm begging you, like keep trying me, because I'm gonna grab your hand.
If I grab a hold of you,
and there's a lock I'm gonna use. There's a lock here.
Yeah.
When your hand is there.
Yeah.
You're gonna tap.
You're gonna tap.
But I have to do. I've practiced this lock.
Yeah.
Because bro. What? I'm booking parking. You can take my phone. Everything is on this phone.
Yeah.
The tax man is on this phone.
Yeah.
No, everything's on.
Everything is on this phone. You can't take it.
And you know the thing is, if you've only got one phone, who do you call? Because they've got your phone. That's the most devastating thing to ever happen.
Don't you think, like, just as a society, that just makes us, like, why are we so reliant?
We need to start rushing these youths,
Bro, it's
that's what we need to start doing. We need to start rushing them.
It's too much. And in Dubai, there's no such thing. Even when I'm telling my new friends in Dubai that the things that happen here, they're like, what? This can't be. So for me, it's like, it's the best decision I've ever made in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just make sure I keep going back and forth. I could definitely live there. The only thing I'll say is like, when I was out there, I was trying to like watch football and stuff. And that was the part where I'm like, oh.
Can I be honest with you?
You sure you can watch the games?
Yeah,
but it's the commentators.
Bro, you can't score. Yeah, man's the volume. I'm doing down. I can still hear him. It's on one. It just keeps going, bro. And the goals are tapping. If it's a 35 yard. Cool, Ya Allah, of course, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, bro,
you might be going Ya Allah. Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Imagine. I was watching. I think it was AFCON. It must have been a Morocco game. Someone went on a run shot. It went way over the bar. Yeah. Must smoking. I'm like, what? Bro,
what I find hilarious, about the Arab commentators?
Oh my God.
From the minute kickoff to 90 minutes, they don't stop talking. There's not a minute. They're like, what?
It's crazy. They burn 1,000 calories from commentating.
Crazy.
Bro, it's hilarious. Bro, bro, you know for me, yeah? Obviously, I'm trying to learn Arabic, innit? So I don't mind it because there's certain words I'm like, all right, now I know what that means, yeah? But it gets to a certain time where it's like, I have to turn the volume down. I have to have it on mute.
No, most of it is go.
Like, okay. And when they say a name, I was watching, when we was in Qatar, I was watching, it was Aston Villa against Leeds. I think it was Leeds. Yes, it was Leeds, because that's when Morgan Rodgers scored two goals.
Morgan Rodgers!
I said, come on, I know his name, man. I know his name.
Let him celebrate, at least.
Yeah, Morgan Rodgers, yo!
But
and then he did this one.
The voice starts to go with it.
Man, they work hard, though.
No, they do.
There's one part I do, don't like as well. Is my, so my daughter goes to school there, of course, and my son.
Yeah.
Bro? My daughter's been asking me for Louis Vuitton for long, for like 6 months.
Did you see his story?
No.
Bro, June, July. My daughter's like, Dad, can I have a Louis Vuitton back? I'm saying, so I've explained to her, you know, like, I say in life.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You go work your way up. You start at TK Maxx, you start, you prime up TK Maxx.
Do what I did.
Yeah, you do what we did.
Yeah.
Cool. Come again, can I get Louis Vuitton back? I said, let's go, maybe we have to go to your doctor because maybe your hearing is going.
Yeah.
So I need to check on you.
Yeah.
Kept asking me again and again, I'm getting frustrated. We go to a friend's party. I'm saying, okay. Oh. She's nine.
Mm-hmm.
All her friends, Louis Vuittons, Birkin, all this stuff. Because their dads are like Russian billionaires.
Yeah.
But I'm not Russian. And I ain't a millionaire, so my team is different.
Yeah.
But my daughter has to fit in somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool. I forgot Dubai. That's the problem, the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
They're wearing Prada, it's like it's nothing.
Yeah.
So now I see my daughter starting to be aware of all these designers. I'm like, okay, all right. Okay, so I took her to a place called Global Village.
One of the best places I've ever been to in my life. You know how much I love Global Village? Global flipping village. What a place.
People,
bro, it's the world in one little place.
Oh, I've heard about it.
Different countries.
There's an Africa section. There's an Afghanistan section.
And I was supposed to go there. They've got everything.
It's amazing.
What a place. I've gone straight to China.
Yeah, what a place.
And I saw Louis Vuitton, Luigi Vuitton, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I saw Gucci. I saw Birkin.
Yeah.
I saw the Birkin bag.
Birkin is crazy.
I'm saying, I said to my daughter, she's nine, she don't know. I said, see this?
Mm.
This is better than the Louis Vuitton in the mall.
Yes.
The one in the mall, it's not real. This is the real stuff.
Yes.
And we can get good deals. You can get five.
Yeah.
Oh.
Different colors.
I got all of the fake designers she wanted.
Yeah.
You see the way my daughter's walking around with this bag the next day?
Yeah.
She was walking around like she's, I don't know, flipping Billie Eilish's manager. The confidence was up.
Mm-hmm.
So all her school friends now, I don't think at nine they're going to check.
Yeah, they don't know yet.
They're inside the bag. But by the time they start realizing, I'll probably burn the bag. Mm-hmm. But other than that, she's there now with the fake Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
I'm so proud, bro.
No, you did a great job, though.
What makes, Lou, can I be honest, what makes these things so expensive other than just the name? The stitch and everything.
It's the name.
It's the name, bro. And also the history of it.
We're idiots, you know.
Yeah, the history. Bro, I don't do that shit no more.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
I think you do it because
I don't wear design anymore.
Yeah, we had to go through. That's all right, though.
It's one of my favorite brands.
Sometimes, I'm not really into designers, but the other day I saw like some Louis Vuitton slippers, and I was like, oh my god,
These are hard. Yeah. Like for Dubai as well. So I got them and they were on sale. Not on sale, but they were quite cheap. They weren't like the normal prices. But I'm now decided this year, if you see me in some more designers, it's because I got it from Global Village. I don't care. I got my son an Essentials tracksuit and there's three S's in the Essentials. I said to him, you drag it when you say you're wearing Essentials. Yeah, I don't care, bro.
That's essential.
Drag it, bro. And he's bowling like he's the guy. Oh man, designers change your walk, you know.
Hilarious.
Designers change your walk.
Aye, that's class. No, but I hear it though. You know what I wish, yeah? I kind of wish my dad did that for me. Like made me wear bull clothes, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I think it would stop me from thinking that I need to have those things.
100%.
Because I still had like, obviously bro, I remember when I used to go to Primark, they had their own brand in Primark called Rebel Active, yeah? And you used to get boxers, you used to get tracksuits and stuff like that. My dad liked designer stuff, right? But he would also go to a charity shop and get them as well. So it wasn't like always going to a shop to get Ralph Lauren and so on and so forth. But I kind of wish, if I had that mentality of, it's not what you're wearing, it's how you wear it, then I think I probably wouldn't care about designer stuff like that. The minute you start to make money, you want to go and buy your Louis Vuittons and you want to go and get the things that you wished you had when you was younger. But really and truly, when you get it, it's like, don't mean that.
I mean, it's a fantasy. Yeah. That's why we need to bring back wearing your dad's clothes.
Aye, bro.
Yeah.
Bro?
Aye, do you know what?
What?
I remember, God rest his soul, bro, yeah? I remember my brethren Sykes, yeah? I was wearing, yeah. So basically,
saturation. It's like short for cycle.
Yeah. I remember, yeah.
I got cycle in my life as well.
I remember, yeah. There was my dad had these Ralph Lauren shirts, yeah. So my dad loved Ralph Lauren, yeah. Like even from the perfume to the boxers, that was his thing. Anyway, so cool. There was a shirt that he had, yeah, that had shrunk because he put it in a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
So it was drying, and I was like, it was a hot day. Mm-hmm. And we was going somewhere and everyone was wearing like their designer clothes.
Ben Sherman, Ralph, all that.
I didn't have none.
Mm.
So cool. I put on this Ralph shirt. I know that this Ralph shirt doesn't fit me, but it's smaller than what anything that my dad has got. Mm-hmm. So I put it on now. Then I'm wearing Levi's jeans, yeah? But you know when the buckle, yeah? The belt, like, you know when the part here-
Bring it back, bro.
It's bulging.
Yeah.
And the belt is not-
And you tuck in?
I'm trying to tuck it in, yeah? So that's bulging now. And I got this shirt. And I'm wearing white Air Forces, but this bit here is brown. Yeah. Because I've worn it. I've tried to put it in the washing machine, tumble dry.
Yeah.
It's just-
I've been through it, man.
I was going through it. I had nothing.
Cool. You had to fit in, bro.
So I've gone to link the man them now. He has just shouted, "Are you wearing your dad's shirt?" Brother. Everybody was creasing and crying. And in my head, I was thinking, fucking hell, 1-0.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what's so mad? When I look at like how I, remember, man was mad skinny then as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had my size, nothing had filled out, bro.
I need to vomit, you know? I swear, bro, I've laughed too much.
No, bro. I remember just looking at that and saying, I'm never going to do this again.
Bro.
One of the worst experiences of
bringing
my whole
life. What I'm going to do to my son, what I've got planned, I'm going to do what my stepdad done to me. I wore, and I've said this for years, I wore my stepdad's boxers as shorts. I didn't know until someone was like, why has it got buttons? And I was so embarrassed, but it was class, and it's a story I share, but I'm getting my son with the same thing. After the Essentials is done, I'm giving him my Calvin Klein boxers to wear. Yeah.
But you know now I shop at like Sainsbury's for my son.
Shout out to TU.
And then I go to Asda.
Yeah.
George.
Me and Dazza went out the other day.
Mm.
Oh no, sorry. Yeah, the other day. This is the second time he's done this. And he was wearing tracksuit, so he didn't get in, went Asda jeans.
Yeah.
But when we got in the club, I told everyone, yo, he's wearing Asda jeans. I told him. It was right by the tomato. I told everyone, bro. Class.
I'm lightheaded, you know.
This has been great. I want to speak about Step Brothers.
Mm.
So we had Tyreek on here a few weeks back.
Right, You know these ones?
Yeah.
This one. Yeah, these ones.
Oh. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, yeah.
You good? Okay, cool. So yeah, as I was mentioning, we had Tyreek on, and he was speaking about Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Step Brothers, sorry. And he was basically saying, you know, that you're the one that will call and be like, yo, we need to get this work done. So you'd call PK and you'd call Tyreek.
Mm.
But then obviously sometimes you just go and start DJing.
Definitely, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Why is that though? I'm saying like...
Is it because of the ADHD you said you had?
Nah, it's not even that. It's... you see Tyreek, right? What the way he talks, it doesn't go with the way he looks.
Explain.
So if you look at Tyreek before he starts talking, you're like, oh my God. And then he starts talking, oh my God, why is he talking like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, it doesn't
go. Talk like that.
It's too fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's too fast. It's like he's rapping.
Yeah.
It's like he's in a rush.
Yeah, it's like he's getting chased.
No, he does talk like he's in a rush.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. So in a meeting, this I've called everyone, the boys in, they come to the house, we're sitting down. This is a meeting about this idea we have, because we've already announced it. We did the stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyreek starts talking. I'm saying, you know what? Let me run some instrumentals. There's no point in rapping a cappella. Let's hear it with a beat. This is not a meeting. Yeah. This is Tyreek showing us his new mixtape that's coming out. So boy, I'm thinking, yeah, that we go in this club, yeah, and then we got the camera, and the camera, I'm like, what's he?
No, he's going in. Yeah. He's like, let me help you then.
I'm like, P, this, all right, cool. And then the meeting goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, when I like, I hate when I say, all right, guys, let's meet 11 a.m.
Yeah.
10:21, Tyreek's on my door.
Son of a bitch.
Whoa. Yeah, how dare you?
What's going on, bro?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Like, why are you? Come at least 5 minutes late. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You're too ego.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to clock.
And then PK, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then PK, bro, PK's sleeping for the whole time. Goatee open. So, P, what's your thoughts? Give me 5 minutes. That's our meeting.
Yeah.
So, it's one of the worst groups announced in YouTube history. let's be honest. Step Brothers. How can you announce that for no reason? But I believe that this year, like this is our last chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if we do not do any videos or do anything with Step Brothers, I'm going to send for PK and Tyreek for 1 year.
Mm.
I'm going to send for them. I'm going to make songs about them.
Yeah.
I'm going to cuss them everywhere I go. Like, I'm going to, because it's like groups. Like, Lara's in a group with us. We've got 10 groups with 10 different people.
Whereas Lara helped you with Step Brothers before, yeah?
Lara's, we did it here. We started. Okay.
Lara, out of the three, who would you say is the, who's the reason they stopped doing it? Who's the least serious?
All of them.
Oh, fair enough.
We're all a mess.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
I remember, do you know what? I remember, yeah, we said we're going to shoot a video, yeah? To do something like therapy for PK. Boys, yeah, what are you saying? Both sent me pictures of them on a plane. One's going Texas, or whatever. One's going Ghana. I said, yeah, you know what? Fried.
No, okay. You see when a man's two different people on planes, at that point, you just got to say,
there's no announcement. You just
got to fuck it up. But I do believe, and I said this to Tyreek, yeah? If you lot get it together, you've got something incredible there, because I'm a fan of all of you.
I'm laughing because I actually don't think you're one of the worst groups ever. I reckon if you took it seriously, you know, I think it just takes one of you to actually just foot on the gas and
it's
actually the take them as
serious. It's the worst. I think I was even thinking, should we get one more signing? Then I was like, oh nah, that would
make it worse. You should get
who? Oh my God. Oh, let me move this stuff out of the way.
Yeah, I think if you get this person,
What a title. That was good one as well. Yeah, I didn't even see
him. That is class.
Yeah, I think you should get this person came. Still. Yeah.
Happy New Year, bro. Oh my God, he put this
my broski though, man.
Oh shit.
Wow. I think, yeah, if you get Max and Step Brothers, we'll go to the moon.
Max, would you join Step Brothers?
Just show me, bro. Just get me in there.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for.
Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah. He knows how to rage bait though.
But do you know what I like about him? His work ethic is amazing. He's actually some, we need to be like him.
Yeah.
But hold on, wait, can I ask you a question?
Chat to me nicely.
What the fuck are you? This is my special.
No, you're not actually fair.
Yeah,
I would have said that was rude, but he's got a point.
PK done this to me.
Yeah.
Can
Specs just not have any?
Basically, I was at the fellas, and then obviously I'm waiting for my cameraman, so I didn't know where to go whilst I was waiting. So I said, he's coming now. So I said, Bunny, I might as well just chill here, and I found out you guys are filming.
Wow, is that his hands?
Because I need to go film.
They're smaller.
What the hell? Is that the socks from yesterday?
Yeah. Are you wearing your bowling socks?
You haven't buffed? You haven't buffed?
Yeah, I buffed, but I put it back on.
Did you score?
Ooh, yeah.
That's it, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, can we talk about yesterday?
Did you watch the performance yesterday?
I saw him kick Jermaine Pennant. Do you know I know Jermaine Pennant in terms of, like, when I was a bit Arsenal fan, he was right wing, Arsenal winger grabbed him.
Yeah.
So OG Arsenal fans know about this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mats Kadar kicked him.
No, but he didn't just kick him. He hacked him.
He hacked him. He generally kicked him. I'm saying, when you went into that challenge and you kicked him, were you trying to go for the ball or were you just thinking, fuck this guy?
Bro, I played with Cristiano Ronaldo's best mate.
What?
You played with Cristiano Ronaldo's best mate?
Who? Nani. Let's talk about that.
Okay, can I ask you a
question? Let's talk about it. Go on.
Wait, hold on. No, before we talk about it, we need to address one fucking thing.
Yeah.
Why are they best mates?
Bro, Ronaldo, Nani, back 2009, Paulers, Manchester, you know the thing.
Okay, so just the fact that they used to play together back in the day for United, that makes them best friends, right?
Say that again. You know I'm only here for 5 minutes.
No, you're here when I finish, because you can't just come and leave, you're here now.
No, I actually have to go out and film. I have to do stuff.
What are you doing today?
You know what? Fuck it, I'm going to start everyone now.
No.
Because it's confirmed. I mean,
is it what you're talking about?
Well,
I'm literally
going after this, like in the next, okay. I have to be there at 3:30.
No, but when is it coming out? Because I don't...
You know my thing is coming out after tomorrow, but I'm announcing it today.
What are you announcing?
Tell him.
I'm filming a YouTube video with Will Smith.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, Dunkus. Dunkus. Because this is my favorite guy of 2025.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Will Smith doing? What's he doing?
Dunkus. Even though I'm an action star.
I'm literally going to sing that to him. I'm literally going to make that.
Wait, how did that come about?
I don't know. I just got a shout out. He said, yo, Max, Will Smith's in London and he wants somebody that's, I guess, doing their thing, whatever, to make a video of him. You know what I'm saying? Because apparently he's got a new thing and he wants to kind of like get himself out there. So they're like, yo, Max, you got 45 minutes with him. Film a YouTube video of him. I'm going to do that dance TikTok that I've done with you, man.
Yeah.
Bang. And I'm going to announce it today. I'm gonna take a picture with him and we're filming a YouTube video in the next, like, I'm filming with him in the next 2 hours.
Round of applause for Max. That's big drip.
Whoever called Max and said, Max, Will Smith makes sense. Cause this guy, bro,
I'm gonna sing Never Say Never, Tim.
Don't.
No.
Why?
Just don't.
I love that song.
Okay, maybe it'll work. I shouldn't tell you not to do things. I just don't think maybe.
What song is that?
That's his son's song. His son's song that he made years ago.
Never say never, I never brought banger.
Okay, do you know what his relationship is like with his son right now?
Nah.
Neither do I. This is what I'm saying. That might be a tricky game you're playing there.
I'm asking PR there, because obviously his whole team's around him when I'm filming with him.
Yeah, ask. For content, I think it makes sense. It's hilarious.
But please say action star.
What? I'm going to ask him a question, yeah? I'm doing one question, go. I'm asking a question. When I ask him a question, I'm going to cut him off, just start rapping his bars. I'm on ChatGPT.
Are you filming for a YouTube video?
Yeah, my channel.
Bro, just be full Max for that video.
I remember he told me last week at my shoot and I was like, subhanAllah, man.
You know, when I posted today, like announcement, oh yeah, we're dropping on Wednesday with Will Smith, I think everyone's just going to be baffed. Especially when I dropped the TikTok.
But that's the beauty. That's the beauty though. It's like, when you watch Max, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you don't
That's
know.
How it always has
but
to be.
But you know, Max turns into this thing when he's filming.
Yeah.
Like, go. No, go!
Bro, I'm gonna show my man the angle today.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell him my favorite movie of yours is Avatar. It's not even an Avatar.
Imagine someone coming up to you, and saying to you,
Alright, I love you on Filthy Fellas.
You've
never been there. Well, imagine someone spits on someone yeah. to you and say, "Oh, bro, I love you on the overlap, you know. You're sick." Bro, you've never been there. Like, that's class.
I can't, like, even when I got the call up saying, "Yo, Max, you're gonna film with him," I couldn't even believe it myself.
Yeah.
That's a mad thing.
Do you know what, yeah? If I ever was gonna watch a duo, yeah, I think it would be you two, you know.
You think so? You think we're not,
you know what I have to tell this guy, yo? Let's
I'll be with you.
He bought my glasses.
No, yeah. he on WhatsApp, he actually motivates me.
Mm.
Like, film. And he even says to me, "Specs, your channel, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
He, you know what I'm saying? So the motion is there. But this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna wait for these boys to come back. Tariq's back, PK's back on Wednesday. I'll have a meeting with them. I might leave and we start a group.
Or life, if I let you leave. Yeah, if you're bad.
Because I don't want you and Tariq together.
If you're bad.
I don't want him and Tariq together. Or maybe I should swap Tariq for Max Alar. I'll think about this.
Yeah, think about it, because I think Max is like...
All my life, but if we do Step Brothers, there's no joke thing. We have to film every week. We have to drop. Not no Lele thing.
So look, every that's week what thing. You need. Yeah, that's yeah, what you yeah, need. You someone need. Like
that's youth.
That's what you need.
That's youth. You know what that is? That's Lionel Messi in the Barcelona team.
Genuinely. Just be as Iniesta.
You see what? Yeah, can you be as Iniesta or can you be Dani Alves?
Yeah, I'll be, of course. Who was behind him? Yeah, Torre or Busquets? Busquets, isn't it? Busquets,
it was a mix of Keita, Busquets.
First off, Keita is pissing me off.
Yeah, okay. Specs, so can we be honest with you, what? Yeah?
Is that?
You know, I've always said it, I think your dress sense is one of the worst ever. That hat is
you like it?
Well, I'm getting vexed.
This is like an old school baller hat, man.
You're a Michael Jackson hat.
No, I'm not a Michael Jackson fan, by the way.
I'll be honest though, you smell good.
Is it?
Oh, he smells really good.
Oi, I love his car.
His car?
Is that his car?
What t-shirt is that?
Mitsubishi.
Chunks Mitsubishi, I love it.
What t-shirt is that?
Adidas, but as well, I wore yesterday in the kit.
Alright, so, okay.
Oh, you still have the Mitsubishi, yeah?
Yeah.
I said that's an Umrah whip. You know, that's a car you do Umrah
whip.
That's what I'm saying.
From Mecca to Medina.
Yeah.
Right, that's a solid car.
That's getting you there, inshallah.
That's a safe car.
And so yesterday, the penalty, talk to us about that though. How happened there?
Broski.
You are terrible.
That can't be your answer, bro. What the fuck? Say
bro,
what?
Man, don't know what I'm doing, bro. It's a situation where, oh man.
Max, you need to be good at sports. Come on, bruv. They need that. Okay, you can't kick ball. I don't think you can play basketball.
Okay, what can you do?
Me, I can play football.
You play football. You play football.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
God, I play paddle.
When did you start?
Come on.
Like. Oscar?
2 hours ago?
2 months.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
2 months ago. Solid.
Okay.
Paddle's good. I love paddle.
All right. So basically, yeah, because you two are like very motivational people, I want to like get like, should we just?
Okay, let's just do it.
I would love to just get a motivational quote from both of you, if that's okay.
What's that about though?
These are no real glasses.
Yo, where's mine?
You wasn't here. We didn't know you were
coming. I didn't know you were coming.
When did you find out?
Literally about 20 minutes ago.
And how do you feel and what do you say?
Well, I'm over the moon. We have got a mic set up for you.
Yeah, we got a mic set up for you.
Oh, my bad. You know, you were trying to get us together, but you were on a Lele thing.
I look like
I'm on a Lele thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you these frames as well.
You look like you do porn on Sundays.
I love these glasses.
Yeah, do me a favor though. Yeah, so could we get a motivational?
From. So, obviously there's a saying that life can be hard at times.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, if you take the dog to the sea, it doesn't mean frogs will jump out.
I know exactly.
Because after you said he started rubbing your hands.
Because I went to, because it was smooth.
No,
smooth. You didn't understand what I was saying.
Yeah.
Watch it. What did I say?
Sad about dogs and frogs and jumping out.
What was the meaning of my thing?
Life is a lesson. I'm passing the test. Yes, everything's blessed. I don't want drama. And I don't want stress.
What lyric is that one then?
I don't want stress.
Yeah.
J-House?
But that's the location by Dave,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's it's Dave.
All right, go on. No. Can we get one from you? Like right now, it's on the top, like.
If you can't strive for it, just go for it.
Oh, you
try again.
One more.
And you're cussing me.
Try to affect that one person.
Both of you guys have had stinkers.
Yep.
Yeah, so let's.
In life, always be determined because what, like.
No, try again. I'm not gonna laugh at you. I'm not gonna, see, he's laughing.
In life, be determined because whatever comes your way has to stay your way. And whatever happens, happens for a reason.
All right, let me get
that. That was good. I got one.
Yeah, go on.
So in life, sometimes you look at the mirror and look at yourself. But if the mirror moves, like it does for Max, it means you're butters.
Oh, fucking hell.
How's that one?
That was a diss more than anything.
That one a diss. Because you said your mirror moves, isn't it? When you look at it.
What
are you doing tomorrow?
Why?
What are you doing tomorrow?
I think today I'm going to Doncaster.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Doncaster.
Tomorrow at Doncaster.
Yeah, why you want to film?
Okay, nah.
Oh. What are you asking what I'm doing tomorrow?
Just curiosity, yeah, it hits the fan.
Seems like an off-camera conversation.
Yeah.
No, curiosity hits the fan.
Curiosity hits the fan?
Yeah.
When is it done that one then?
When?
Curiosity hits the fan, that's a viral one.
No, curiosity kills the cat.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, curiosity kills the cat.
I've never in my life heard that one.
I'm not.
Spending kills the cat part.
Actually, I don't get you, know. I don't get that one.
Yeah. So the cat, Curious Cat, is a film that was out in 1927.
Is that how he coughs?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hello, speaking of coughs, you got one?
Have I got one? Yeah.
Yeah, got one, yeah.
Two times makes a charm.
Mm-hmm.
Lip needs balm.
Mm-hmm.
Cooling means calm.
Ah, okay, is that what we're doing, yeah?
Hands means palm.
You're good at rhyming, you know.
I'm a good rhymer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
60 seconds on my watch. That's the timer.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Lemon, I might limer.
Mm-hmm.
Knife, I might crimer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing glasses, but there's no rules.
Mm-hmm.
Gun on me, but there's no tools.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got no shine on me, there's no juice.
Oh.
Scratching my ass, my hemorrhoid, I ain't got no boots.
Oh!
Nick.
Wearing these glasses made everything clearer.
Clear.
Mm.
You excited about World War III?
Mm.
You can't even defeat the man in the mirror.
Ooh!
Come on, baby.
And I'm seeing shit clearer. Oh. I got a matting, so my guys don't fear her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like a box in a loop. See, I shoot. If you're onto my boys, then I'll be onto you.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you're onto the mist, then I ain't onto the juice. Mm. I got bills to pay. I got bills to spool. I got lies on it. It's your body, man.
Mm. Yeah, it's my what, man. I like that one. That was good.
All right, cool. Well, listen, guys. Obviously, this has been Old and Bold. I want to thank Specs.
Thank you, guys,
and
man.
And Max for making it an amazing episode. One of my best episodes, for sure.
Mm.
And thank you for being part of me as well.
Part of you, yeah?
Part of you.
Get that for me? Can you get that for me? Just get it for me.
Part
please.
Of you, yeah?
No.
Yeah, just...
Thank you for being part of me. It's a mad one.
Yeah.
That's class. That is class.
Yeah.
How you partner?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me now.
All right, cool. I just got one more thing to say.
What's up?
Lara, I know you in the studio with a lot of black dudes.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's right. I did legs last week.
Yeah.
Forgot to do my calves too.
That's right.
I blast tools.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He a racist. He called me a baboon.
Yeah.
When I'm eating cereal, I don't use a silver. I use a black spoon.
No rules on Friday. You know I got a sock, dude.
Sock, dudes.
I got a man, too.
Ooh.
Mm. I got a 5'5" brownie, and she lied, too.
Ooh.
Mm. She on my Snapchat, and she liked nudes.
Ooh.
She hit me back. I hit her twice, so she liked dudes.
He wanted to fight me. I said, I fight, too.
Mm. Yeah. She got tooth for days. I got Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Okay. Bluetooth, yeah.
Bluetooth, yeah. Okay. Yes, fine.
Yeah.
My dude asked me for Louis Vuitton. I said, I might do.
Ooh-hoo. My son ain't wearing no brands in a while. I might fight you.
Mm.
It's kind of cold outside. I don't want to hear no hot you.
Mm.
Oh, bless you.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I might fight you. In other words, I might tice you.
Mm. I might put ink on my skin. That's a tattoo.
Mm. I might beat that nigga in the face. That dude.
Mm.
Yeah, I like that one, Max. I like that
From
one.
Behind, I might whine you.
You can have this one, brother.
Yeah.
Hey,
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.